Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled 10 Search Engine Optimization Secrets Every Business Should Know. And why are we talking about search engine optimization? Because no matter what business you're in, you have to have an online presence. And the higher your ranking, the higher best opportunity you have to make sales and to become known as an authority on your subject and product. Google only loves you when everyone else loves you first, said Wendy Pearsall. When it comes to marketing, search engine optimization is one of the most important tools a company has in its arsenal. Recently, statistics show that an average of 40 to 50% or more of site traffic comes through organic searches. So it makes sense to pay attention to search engine optimization techniques. And when we're talking about organic searches through traffic coming to your website, what we're talking about is when someone goes into Google and will put in certain keywords. Either those keywords need to be in your articles or they need to be in your description of your website. Here are 10 tips that will put search engine optimization to work for you for increased traffic revenue. Know your target audience. You need to know who you're targeting and what your customers want. If you give them what they're looking for quickly, then you can build a loyal audience in a short amount of time. Research your target audience on social media, on sites like Quora and Reddit, via Google searches, and on keyword-based ranks like searchenginewatch.com. Make sure that your content uses popular keywords frequently and that these keywords are used by target customer base. Quora is a social media site where you can go and ask questions and have people answer your questions, and it can be on any topic. Reddit is a social media site where when you write articles with certain keywords, you can link it or post them on Reddit. Then what happens is whenever anyone's on Reddit or it uses keywords in Google search, then your articles can come up and be posted for people to see. Be content with updates. Search engines will look at how often you keep your site updated. Search engine optimization specialist Janet Evans from Refuel says, if you're updating regularly, then search engines will see that you're relevant. You'll be bumped up the search listing. Try updating regularly, at least once a week. This will keep you fresh in the eyes of search crawlers and bots. Search crawlers and bots are things that websites like Google and Yahoo send out to crawl your website on a regular basis, and they can tell you how often you are posting new stuff. Plus, if you're interested in how often you write content on your website, because content is very much a part of how you market your business today and how you become known as an authority, here's something else to think about. When you post new stuff, or when, like, even it can be videos or anything that's new, where you're using certain keywords, that those crawlers will pick it up. And when you are looking and you consistently post, then your ranking, or your, the word I'm trying to think of is that when you have a website, how people consider you, the longer your website is up, the more reliable it is, the higher the ranking. Build relationships with other sites. You may have heard of link building or link sharing before. This is where you get other sites to link back to your site. Search engines see this as affirmation of your quality content and will rank you higher in search results. Build up your relationships with other sites and share links as appropriate. They can be more valuable than you think. Link sharing and link building. I can remember when I first built up my first website, the consensus was that you needed to have at least 400 backlinks. Well, that was 10, 15 years ago that I put up my first original website. And at the time, I did not understand or know the importance of writing content on a website like I do today. And couldn't understand why I was not drawing backlinks. Write top quality content. This should be obvious, but you're going to need to write top quality content if you want to improve your search engine optimization. The better your content, the longer people will stay on your site. Search engines will see that people aren't clicking back or away from your site, and so will give you a higher ranking. If you're unable to write content yourself, it's well worth investing in writers from a site like Upwork. There are a number of sites like iWriter, Guru.com, Upright. How they work is that you can go on those sites and you can post job listings, and then people can bid on your job. And what you have to do is you have to pick or choose which bid you accept, and then you give that person a certain length of time to build out or write your content. Then you get the opportunity to approve it before it's uploaded to your site. This is something that's really come around. And there's also a site called Fiverr.com that you can go on. There's quite a few places that you can go. Learn online search engine optimization and online marketing. Want to know more about how to leverage search engine optimization strategy and other proven marketing techniques to grow your business? You can sign up for a site called Wealthy Affiliate. They have certification that teaches you how to build a website, how to put content on there. They even have a boot camp on there, which is separate from the certification, that teaches you about marketing and search engine optimization. It's a very separate and very specialized field. Why? Because when you're looking at search engine optimization, here's the things you're looking at. You're looking at analysis, you're looking at traffic, you're looking at content, you're looking at website or your web being on the web, and your competition on the web, and you're looking at your ranking competition to others' websites that do the same thing. So what you're trying to do when you're putting this together is you're looking at how you can become known as an authority. And content can be articles, content can be videos, content can be anything that connects you to your topic. It can even be training programs. It can be sample exercises that you give away. It can be a white paper. Anything that increases your knowledge and people's expectations of you on the web. Look at what other sites are doing. If there's a competing site that's doing well, research what they're doing. No site is popular by accident. So take some ideas from them and apply them to your own site. Tools like SEM Rush will help you analyze their strategies and use them yourself. Blogs like Search Engine Island can teach you a lot about other sites and what they're doing well. The idea is you can't reinvent the wheel, but if you learn what someone else is doing and you learn to become an expert in that particular site, or you go on a site like Wealthy Affiliates, then what you're doing is, whether you want to put the content there or not yourself, you at least have a working knowledge. So when you hire someone to do it for you, then you will know what they're doing and how well they're doing and how you can incorporate all of that into where you are and how you want to become known as the authority in competition from different websites. And you know what? You can always learn from someone else what they've done, whether it be that they have someone that's managing their site for them and they're putting up the content, or they're doing, but you can always learn from the experts. Write an excellent headline. Headlines are the first things that anyone sees when they visit your site. If you want visitors to click through, you need to ensure that each one is eye-catching, accurate, and interesting. They also need to be relevant to the subject you're writing about. If you can do this, you'll have more visitors who stay on your site. Plus, Googlebots recognize headers like H1 and H2 as being important to your content, so we'll crawl these first. Make sure that he's catchy and relevant. Here's something that you can do that will help you build good content and learn to write well. a wealthy affiliate, they actually have where when you first start, you post one blog a day. And when you're writing out your blogs, they have where you can bold something. They have where you can make something an H1 or an H2 title in your article or your blog. And it's building your skills along the way. And what I found is when I'm doing that, I use certain pictures that I come across that have certain sayings on them that I want to write an article about. And it's a starting point, but I also find if I'm doing research on that topic, then I can always find ways to find something that I can incorporate into my articles that make them better. The right keywords. Keywords are a huge part of search engine optimization. You need to pick yours carefully so you can bring more traffic and keep readers on your site using tools like Ahrefs is a great way of pinpointing what keywords you need to focus on to leapfrog your competitors. But even before you invest in the tool like Ahrefs, use keyword organically in headers and in copy, and then make sure that you aren't awkwardly placed. If your website is on a WordPress site, then when you write your post, they will have you put certain keywords in, and then they can rank you on how good your article is when it comes to your use of keywords. And I'm going to tell you that Wealthy Affiliate has a separate site called Jazzy, where all you have to do is put in one keyword, and it can give you multiple options of keywords that you can use. So if your website is a certain theme and you keep a list of all those different keywords or phrases, then it gives you an option, but it also helps in the ranking of all of your articles when it comes to building your rank and getting the opportunity to include some of the things that you truly want to include in your website. There's disagreement on what's better when it comes to content length. Some say shorter articles are better, as readers tend to have shorter attention spans. Others say that you should write longer pieces as you can offer more value and include more backlinks. Cognitive Search Engine Optimization wrote a tremendous article about this, offering insights on both sides. While search engine optimization only guidelines might push you to over the balance of both, the real question is how each can serve you, content, and your audience. Remember, you're not only trying to leverage keyword gold and external links, but grow a loyal audience. Find a balance that works for you. If you and your website adopt on WordPress, here's what happens. And there's what happens is you'll have sites like GoldGrid or Wealthy Affiliate that what they're doing is they're using the WordPress platform for their websites. But you know what? You can build multiple websites when you have a membership on their site. You can even do that on WordPress if you just want to stay on WordPress directly. And then when you write articles, it will tell you if you, like, it can give you a media library where all you have to do is put in your pictures, and then your pictures will show up on your website. And it also gives you a word count. And they often say that the best website article has a minimum of 300 words. You can have more, you can have less, but if you are posting something on your website, it has to have a minimum of 300 words, because it takes that much to make an effort or show and give a good description of what it is that you are trying to convey to your listeners or your followers. Write evergreen content. People will always be looking for your latest pieces. In fact, your older blogs may well show up in recent searches. That's why your content needs to be evergreen, relevant to readers no matter when they read it. You may want to edit older pieces so they still hold up if they're being read today. Not all of your content should be completely evergreen, but as you create content, think about how its takeaway would have relevance regardless of what it is read, even if the hook is linked to a date-specific event. Here's some things to think about. That whatever industry you're in, there are changes going on, but there's a specific undercurrent of how business is done in that industry that is consistent. It's like when you're building your website, you have to be conscious of search engine optimization. You have to be conscious of the products that you're selling. And are they on behavioral styles? Are they on training on or self-help? How consistent are those that people always need to understand how they communicate? They always need to understand how their values fall into their beliefs in a certain topic. So whenever you're writing about those topics, that what you write today can be relevant 10 years from now or 15 years from now. And those are some things to be interested in that can truly help you. So don't forget the small details. Don't forget the small details as they help up the bigger picture. For example, meta tags can really help users find more granular content. Image captions offer context and information to readers. The plugins like Yoast help you refine your search engine optimization keyword usage. Here are some additional tips to get you started on search engine optimization perfection. There you have it. 10 tips to help you redefine, update, and improve your search engine optimization strategy. So we've been talking about search engine optimization strategy, but here's something else you might want to consider when you're looking at search engine optimization. That for many reasons that the concept of what you're doing. And I'm going to quickly go over some examples that that can teach you about being successful online and getting traffic. For instance, search engine optimization helps you get found quickly and by the right audience through clear and concise video tutorials and instructions. You'll find a way to search engine results. And those are some of the things that we truly need to understand, is that how to do this. So search engine optimization is a marketing discipline focused on growing visibility in organic or non-paid search engines results. Search engine encompasses both the technical and creative elements required to improve rankings, drive traffic, and increase awareness in search engines. And why is it important to understand that? Because here's what you want to do. You are looking to build a relationship with your target audience. You want to become known as an authority on a specific topic. You want to increase sales, and there's a specific system that you use to do that. And you do that with content on your website. And because these things are increasing in need, then what we're finding is that without having the right tools or the ability to do it, and even if you want to farm it out, you still need to understand what it is and how it is used, when you first get started in any business, you may not have the money to farm it out to someone else or to go and let your website be docked somewhere else than what you're doing. For instance, I pay as a premium member on Wealthy Affiliates $49, but I have where I can put up to 50 websites on there if I want to. I have the ability to learn the skills to write articles. I have the opportunity to see what the ranking is of my website based on how long it's been up on the internet, on how good I am at putting up content on a regular basis. These are all things that are important, because this is what increases your organic evergreen search engine optimization to increase traffic to your website and to increase your sales. And the thing is that no matter what industry you're in, and you're seeing this every day where even a small business that used to be in a strip mall, that they had such a high overhead that they found that if they just strictly built a website and marketed that website, they could do just as good in an income without having to pay and have and expect walked-in traffic. Because people today, especially the millennials and Generation Z, they grew up using the internet. They understand how to purchase products on the internet and do that more often than they do anything else. And you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And you can sign up for coaching, and we can work with you to help you build that business.